Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You are a sadist if you've tuned into part two of this podcast.
Thirsty for more nonsense. Look, we ain't going to do any more chit-chat. Big up 76 for producing part two. And let's just get straight on with part two, yeah?
Shout out to our sponsors, Love Beer and Bang Boom.
Let's hand over to Big Papa J, taking you straight to the A.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
How's your rock cake?
I think nice, actually.
The banana cake's nice, but I think the rock cake won.
Alright. Well, look, it's... Are we recording?
Ooh. Yeah, we're recording now.
Well, look, it's...
Oh, bless you.
It's really fucking cold, isn't it? And it's that time when everyone's been banging on about red weather warnings and all that shit.
The wind's blowing hard. It's hitting the within sign against the shed.
So if you can hear that constant banging, it is the within sign, not Chrissy's mum. And so this morning, I got road rage. Well, I got bus rage.
Here we go again.
Here we go again, mate. Welcome to Hardcore Listing Patreon.
So, I mentioned to you, Chris.
Yeah.
But I'm driving up this road.
Yeah, Chris.
Car in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically, the snow has drifted off this field.
Fucking hell.
And turned it into one lane.
Mm-hmm.
Right, as you
one
were.
One lane.
Fuck you.
What are you doing?
We're interested, mate. We're interested, come on.
I'm listening to you, and I'm looking at Justin. I do that a lot of the time with girlfriends.
Yeah.
There's no difference.
You'd be a great date. Right, so
come on.
The second part of Patreon, we're going to do...
No, I want to hear the fucking story. So the person had stopped in front of you, snowing.
Right.
This guy sounds like a real prick.
No. There's a car in front of me.
Yes.
And it's a single mum.
Right.
And she's obviously doing the school run. I just...
Nice
doing the school run, mate.
And... And she's drove up this road, and me and about another 15 cars have followed her.
Yeah.
Perverse. Then... Jesus Christ. They're a bit strapped for women around here.
And the wind has blown off the field and caused a bit of a drift. So the two lanes have merged into one.
Yeah.
Now, as we're all going through, a bus comes round the corner. Rather than let all 15 cars pass,
it's
just steamed down now.
Yeah.
And so this poor young mum... has had to then veer into the snowdrift to try and get past the bus and got stuck.
Yeah.
And that was when I hung up on you because I was like, I can't believe this geezer's just done this. So I then got out my car and pushed this woman through the snowdrift.
Which is very cool of you, by the way.
Like, for a pain of glass.
And while the bus driver looked at me, like I was slowing up his fucking day. Which really fucked me off.
He has a schedule to keep, man.
Fucking schedule. Right, it really fucking wound me up. I just thought we could all get this situation resolved a lot quicker if you got off your fucking arsehole and come out here and help me push this car.
Sorry. I'm really sorry.
Jesus Christ, mate.
Sorry, right.
So, Stuart's wife just made some really nice rock cakes, if anyone's interested.
Oh,
you went for the banana one, though, didn't you?
Do you know how I describe a rock cake? What they call it? Rock cake.
Yeah.
It's a scone with attitude. You hear me?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
It kind of is. Yeah. There's two. There's you got a scone.
Yeah.
Which's got a softer outer exterior.
Yeah.
And obviously a softer exterior, a bit like you.
Yeah. It's an aggressive
rock
scone.
Cake. What is it?
It's just an aggro.
Sharp edges.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's aggro on your mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. Stu, please get through the rest of this story, mate, because.
Did you end up?
I didn't mean
this
to. When Justin, when you said give her a push, and Justin said through the windscreen, caught me off guard. Just caught me off guard, man.
So she's gone, and I've just thought, right now I've got two choices here. I can either follow her path.
Yeah.
And get stuck in the snow.
Sex offender.
Yep.
Or I've got 14 cars behind me that have got to do what I need to do, which is reverse.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I went...
Lead a normal life.
And the people behind me went, should we reverse? I went, yes, please. So we've then decided to reverse 300 metres through
all,
the snow.
All those cars.
Yep.
Yeah.
While this bus is coming forwards. Now, this cunt, as I move back, 2 foot...
Yeah.
His cunt bus.
He's already on you.
He's on my fucking bumper.
Oh shit!
Chatting.
That is, I'll tell you what,
go
mate. That's GBH.
And I'm thinking, mate, hang on. I can't go any fucking faster.
Yeah.
And you're edging me, but I've got 14 cars behind me. They're all going backwards to try and let you through.
In the snow.
You selfish cunt.
Mm.
As maybe I've gone back 200 metres. I can see the roundabout that I need to approach where I can just do my little three-point turn and then fuck off and then let the bus pass. But the road has opened just a smidgen. But rather than wait about another 30 seconds, he's tried to go past me. And I just lost my shit.
Yeah, I bet.
I didn't have my seatbelt on anyway because I'd been in the car, like, pushing the other car.
Oh shit!
Right, well that's the end of the story anyway. The end of the story is me banging on his window screen, screaming really
fucking
offensive things at him.
Why though, man? What an arsehole!
And then getting back in my car.
What an arsehole, man!
But
you've tried to be the good guy.
Yeah.
And ended up being the bad guy.
Yeah.
I'd just like to say for all our like potentially. We tried to do top five Mother's Day and then it just got way too sexy.
I didn't say one thing. That story shows that you
said different things. I'm not even sure what you said in the first episode.
No, it was bad.
It was funny. But the truth is, there you tried to help, you know, someone out of the, you know, and you know. What an arsehole, that bus.
All those yellow cunts, right, that sit on the edge of one of those stripy lanes going across the road outside schools.
What, them what?
Paedophiles.
No, the real ones.
Oh, lollipop ladies.
Lollipop ladies. Yeah. You should apply to be one of those, Joe.
You're a bit hench for one of them.
Am I too young to be a lollipop lady?
No.
You've got a beard, haven't you?
Yeah. Something in the can of worms, yeah. I think. Right, welcome to Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for supporting. We're two shots, however many beers
three
in.
We're three shots in.
I say we did some more shots.
Oh, I don't know, man. Goodness. I'm really drunk. There's no wit coming out of me at the moment. It's just trying to deal with the fact I haven't been really drinking.
I've told two stories in the first half that were terrible, so...
We're playing catch up. Shit story catch up.
Yeah, we've got to redeem ourselves.
What shots you got up there, Stu? The only ones I'm going to touch are you got Hague over there, but that's kind of a nice beer. That's a bit rude, isn't it, to drink your nice whiskies?
I mean, I'm totally convinced we should fill my foreskin up with everything behind the bar. And
did you say fill your foreskin up?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm well up for that, mate.
Do you know, I have a little thing actually. When last time I recorded a podcast, I didn't like a real fart.
Did you light it?
No, I lit it, but it didn't go off, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hate that.
So, but later on, we'll try to get that light.
Oh, mate. We've done that before.
It's like Darren Brown shit.
Last time we was here, that was it. We turned all the lights off. Yeah. Well, when was that? We did do that. We did try that on one of the podcasts. I think it was the Christmas.
I'm a flamer. You can get a flame again. You can get a flame again, yeah.
I don't even know.
I'm on fire.
So anyway, welcome to Patreon. Thanks, listeners. We're really sorry because we're not sure.
Value for money, this is.
Yeah, we're not sure quite what you're going to get here.
Right, are we going to rattle off a lot?
Yeah, we've got our wonderful guest, Justin. Thank you for coming on the show.
Big Jay is our guest again.
Thanks for wearing what you're wearing, mate.
A horse head t-shirt, a snakeskin suit jacket, my Vegas shades, and a Stetson.
You would look normal in a Vegas club. If you walked in a Vegas club like that, I don't think they'd fucking question it. I think they'd just think you're a high roller.
I spent a lot of time in clubs.
If you'd done a school run, I would probably ring you, Tree.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I was driving those kids to school in a bus,
yeah,
you would not let me on that bus.
No.
Well, you were driving it, though.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you was already on it.
Yeah. Busted. Yeah. right, so we're going to rattle for a few top fives. Now, we've thrown it out to all of yous, so this might not be completely Patreon chosen. I believe it is. We will go and do our research onto who suggested the fives that we're going to try and speed through this evening, and we'll all give you a name shout.
This has been a total farcical load of bullshit already, hasn't it?
Unlike the last one.
Yeah, because I don't understand. I mean, I've just written down the word top five.
You've done nothing. You've systematically just spoilt the podcast.
Right. No,
and, you asked me to do a story.
And you've made me for the first time corpse then.
Right, and I should also point out that at two different points, I've messaged both of you saying, try and do a bit of research on these.
You did do that.
Right.
Well.
So, the first one we're going
to
do
we
here...
We spent more time in the BP garage trying to work out which was the best deal than we did actually.
Right, Jeff, I'll tell you what, right? Yeah. We'll start with this one then,
Just say something and I'll give you my reaction.
Right. Top five words. This is your suggestion, you fucking idiot.
Is it?
Top five words you can't say in a sentence without laughing.
Right, okay. Yeah. These are incredible, by the way. I can only think of two.
Brilliant.
But I'm going to say the first one.
Go on.
Flaps.
Right.
Flaps.
We've got a story on
this. Yeah. Me and Stuart were very first started as business partners, right? This is no bollocks, in it, right?
I'll let you tell this one.
There's other parts to this, don't they? So I went to Stu, like, I'm big.
This is Flaps part one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm big time. Come see me, you know, we're doing this loads of money and all this bullshit, yeah. Right? But
what we should say at this point is, obviously, as we've mentioned in the previous podcast, we met through doing bands and stuff, and then we didn't see each other for a couple of years, and you set up an advertising company that become very successful.
Yeah, so I set this company, it's doing all right.
And I was doing the clubs, but I'd kind of took a bit of time out when my eldest was born and got a job on a building site and started doing kind of...
Was that when you started putting in those windows and they pulled your trousers down?
And I got offered a pensioner.
And you found that pensioner.
Yeah.
You did actually fuck her though, did you?
No, that's never been proved. And like, and so... I had no idea to get out of that. Mm. And thankfully him and his...
Dryness is my problem with pensioners.
And thankfully him and his good lady wife dug me out of a hole and believed in what I wanted to do. So I won't go into that, but... I'm always eternally
grateful. Well, we can start off with a little story where we went into the very first meeting we ever went into was a tattoo parlor, and Stuart was running his business called the Trash Society at the time. And basically, it was like you get these big silver bags, you put your logo.
Remember
in
the
it.
Don't Panic bags?
Yeah.
A bit like that, but it was actually cooler, I thought.
Yeah,
it was well good. But anyway, cut a long story short, we went in this first bar and we was waiting around. And Stuart went, oh, what do you want to do? Anyway, I went, fuck it, I'm going to get a pint. It was the most unprofessional meeting
this
in the world.
This was before the tattoo. This was in the first pub we went to. We went to a venue to see if we could get him on board.
Yeah. And he went, oh, you have to wait downstairs. And I thought, I'm going to go and have a pint, right? And all of a sudden, this business owner come down. I was just sitting at the bar, fucking pinting me. And I thought, oh, this is so unprofessional. And Stuart went, hello, I'm Stuart from the Trash Society. We're doing this and doing this. And he went to me, you're right, mate? I went, yeah. I went, you're Justin, aren't you? I went, yeah. He went, you're the guy who got over that Mitchie. That was the very first, I swear my kid's life, that's the truth, wasn't it?
But I'm now thinking... Holy shit. How do you respond to that? And you responded with, I've seen your cock, it's massive.
I've seen this guy's cock, right? He used to own a tattoo parlor, and his joke was he'd get a piece out, and he'd had a bit of a Prince Albert at the end.
Yeah.
And it was a weapon, you know what I mean? And that was it. But anyway, that's one bit, but...
Was our first ever business meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was our very first... And I was standing at the bar like Ricky Gervais having a pint, trying to act really cool. It was so humiliating.
But when, ahead of actually getting the flyer bags manufactured, we was trying to find somewhere that could manufacture them to how we wanted them to look. So we
went for a very serious business meeting with a very serious businessman.
And he was a very serious character.
Yeah.
And so we get to this meeting to discuss the manufacture of this bag.
Right. So Word number one. What can't you say in a business meeting without your friend snickering? The word flat. Right? Okay, mate. So, yeah, I'm glad you came to see me tonight. So, what kind of flaps are you after? And he generally said that in a business meeting, didn't he?
Straight up, deadpan.
We went, well, we want them sort of like, you know, we want some them, like, we want some self-adhesive flaps. How big do you want them? And at that point, I'm thinking, I've got to walk away. I've got
right. Me and him are sitting next to each other, and I dare look to my left, because if I look at him, I'm like, I am stifling everything. He used the word flappage, right? That's not even a word.
He went, what kind of flappage are you after, didn't he? Oh, mate.
And I remember just thinking, I can't look to my left. And like, and I ended up laughing. And I was just thinking, fucking hell, you can't say the word flaps that many times and not expect someone to laugh.
He said flap after flap after flap. And Ian, we burst out laughing. I went, I'm sorry, mate. And he went, I went, you've got to stop saying the word flap. I'm not mature enough to deal with it. And he went, I don't get... He actually said, I don't get what you mean.
Really?
Where has this guy been brought up? He was a similar age to us as well, wasn't he? Where has he been brought up?
Flaps.
Where was this meeting? Where was
South End.
South End, yeah.
So he was in Essex.
Yeah.
So, and he went,
mate,
flap.
If he was somewhere else, not in the South East, I'd maybe...
The word flaps, it just was water off a duck's back to him, wasn't it?
Flaps, 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 flaps. And we was like, fucking, I've had enough now. I'm going to have to burst that up in your fucking face. I've had enough. But flaps is but pretty much... I've got another word, actually. So what are we doing? Five top words you can't say in a conversation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Erection.
That's a great word.
You can't say erection.
You can't say, I'm going to wreck my tent.
In fact, I don't think...
Because you've worked for building companies.
I'm a marketing manager for a construction company, and the word erection gets thrown around...
That's incredible.
...all the time. Nah.
Do they really say it?
I swear on my life.
Are they doing it for a laugh?
No. And erect this, erect that, and it's like...
So much.
And I will literally excuse myself because I just think, I can't say the word erect or erect. It's muscle memory to me. I can't hear or say them words without sniggering because it's erection, for Christ's sake.
It's one of the most hilarious words you can ever have in it.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't say it just to say the word erection to be funny. I wouldn't ever try and bring it in any kind of sensible conversation at all.
What word destroys you?
Well, this is your fault. Actually, Stu, the word that came to my mind that wasn't that funny before, but now I can't control myself over, is the word rat.
Yeah. I have a fucking great show.
Yeah, that's a good one, man. I didn't see that coming.
As soon as anyone says rat... And for people who've never heard this episode, there's a Drunkcast episode where...
You turned into
Danny Dyer and was talking about a time in some kind of...
I was talking about... You've obviously heard of Sticky Vicky in...
Yeah, Sticky Vicky.
Yeah, of course.
The Circus Tavern, was it?
No, in fucking... in Spain, in fucking...
Yeah.
Where's everyone going to do their stag do's? Fucking...
Benidorm.
Anyway, Stu said the line, the most magical line any poet has ever said. She's pulling razor blades out of her rat and that... And I didn't know what rat meant. I had to like piece that sentence together and realise that you were referring the word rat to vagina.
Where does that even come from?
I don't know, Shea. I've never heard it before, but rat and vagina is one of the best. There's nothing better.
I've got one. You ready?
It fucking kills me.
I actually went somewhere once and someone actually told me, right, that, like, do I want to buy any helmets? You can't say the word helmet in front of a guy like me. Oh. I mean, a helmet is the funniest word ever, isn't it?
I hear the word safety helmet a lot at work.
No, I know. Helmet, I mean, come on, Jesus Christ.
I was in an economics class and the geezer, he was dead serious. And I used to get in a bit of trouble anyway at school. And he started saying the word floater and float. And to me, I couldn't get the image of a turd circling around the toilet.
Yep.
And then he said that there's another term, and he was dead serious. He was going, and then a dirty floater happens. said these dirty floats are terrible, and I could not keep my shit together. I was in absolute tears. But if you sent out the classroom.
But if you look at sort of buoyancy, and when you ever sometimes if you ever shit and it don't flush, you've got to think to yourself, that's an escaper. Well, I mean, how does that not flush? I mean, what are the chemistry imbalances that say this shit will not flush?
It's his spirit, it's his soul. You can't keep a good turd down, just.
No, it's a lot to do with its character.
Titan shit.
It's so true, though, isn't it? Yeah, it's like, what you
sometimes
gonna...
there's nothing but a coat hanger.
Other times I'll close my eyes and there'll be a plop. The next thing you know, it's gone. It's gone around the bed.
That's one of the ones which is a first wipe. Oh, my God.
No, first
it's
wipe.
It's a golden wipe. Golden
and,
wipe.
Yeah, and you can't see it. That's a ghost poo. Mm. Because you felt it, but you look round, nothing. It didn't kiss the side at all.
By the time you took that shit, you realise it's three or four miles down the jeep. It's
gone,
in a different
mate.
County,
it's
mate.
Gone,
it's speeding around like
stealth.
A fucking it's like a bullet. That's hit. That's gone three or four counties.
It's a
different
county. I like to think it pops up someone else's arse in a different county.
Joins the Tubeway Army. Right.
Popped up in a fruit bowl somewhere.
Have we covered top five words?
I think we've done top five words.
I was going to say stiff, but...
Stiff's good.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll bolt that on to erect.
Yeah, stiff, erect, flaps.
Flaps.
Yeah. Hole.
Yep.
Can't say the word hole in front of an adult.
Flange.
No, yeah, but do you know what?
That's one of them words that people get upset over, isn't it? It's like moist. And cunt. Mm. Yeah, they're just words that people.
No, I think cunt is pretty saturated.
I mean, yeah, it's universal that one.
Oh, God, I'm fucking. I've got tears rolling down my face.
Right.
Then your Japs eye.
76. Top five sex scenes in films or TV?
Alright, getting
Animal
real
Farm.
Now. We're getting real now. What, are you talking to pornos or.
No, just. It could be comedy, can be. Inappropriate. I love the fact that your response to that just was writing the word stiff and then crossing it out.
Right.
Your notes have been really handy for you. They've really helped you tonight. You've been making notes after we discussed things and then cross them out.
I wrote the word top five after we discussed it.
Okay, right.
All right, top five sex scenes. Go on then. What are you going for?
I'm going to start with Showgirls.
Yeah. Oh, that's my number. That's top five for me, mate.
Yeah?
I'm not joking. What scene now? He's talking about the jacuzzi fucking scene.
Yeah, of course.
Did O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby ever fuck?
Yes, in a hot tub. It was in one of the outtakes of Showgirls.
Sorry, what? Who? What?
O.J. Simpson fucked Bill Cosby. And, what's his name? From the boxing film.
Sylvester Stallone.
No, the other one.
Ivan Drago.
No, the other one.
Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed got involved, mate.
Right, so it was Crosby, Creed.
That's a band, isn't it?
Crosby, Creed and Gash. Crosby, Creed and Gash.
No one's going to get that.
Crosby, Creed and Cosby. Probably the greatest ever fucking soul band since the Commodores.
I'm going to go...
Fucking in the jacuzzi.
Karl McLachlan.
Well, hold on. Three times a rapist.
Elizabeth Berkley, hold was it? Elizabeth, what was her name? It was the one from Saved by the Bell, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, Bell, that's it? Another one.
Wondies. Keep on track. Yeah, I think it might have been Berkley.
It was Elizabeth
Berkley. Curlyish hair, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a girl from Saved by the Bell who was really lovely. Showgirls is a shockingly bad film.
Bad film.
Horrendous.
Yeah.
But that scene is ridiculous, and she's quite sexy in it.
Yeah, and she it's very overacted fucking, isn't it? It's very
This is Carl McLachlan from Twin Peaks as well, so it shouldn't have been. But then again, I guess he's co-acting with someone that's in Saved by the Bell, so it's...
She was making up for lost time.
Those Chris are really fucking hot.
Oh, no,
they are,
they?
Yeah.
They're pretty good. Fucking hell, that was my number five, bro.
Alright.
So just top five sex scenes from TV or film.
I've got one, but
go on,
I know you guys are going to piece it anyway, so I don't want to sort of steal your thunder.
No, go for it.
American Werewolf in London.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying, bruv?
Good shout.
It's the ultimate one. It was the ultimate. You cannot watch that in front of your parents.
It's a wonderful night for a moon dance.
So good.
Jenny Agutter, just a babe. And to coin a phrase from the 80s, he licked her out.
Totally. He licked her so good.
I'd never seen...
If I describe a rat, it would have been one of that, like one of those sort of toy things you got on a piece of fishing rope and pulled it across the front room to scare a woman.
What, the things that like kind of cold, yeah. Like an eyebrow?
Yeah, or one of those things you put it on the floor, pull back, and it just flies across the front room.
They called a skin back racer.
Oh, you could not escape that rat. He'd done 50 miles per hour. She had a remote control rat. She definitely had a remote control rat, but she was unreal because she was both an actor and she didn't care if she got a biff out.
They are the two things that Hollywood look for.
She had nice tits and she would have fucked a werewolf. Is he a werewolf?
I mean, that's a Tinder profile right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking... She was incredible. And it was just one of the first sexy scenes, yeah. I think, I remember as a kid. Mm. Like, because it was like a bit of a video nasty American Werewolf in London. Mm. And it was like, you wanted to see it, because everyone was saying it was really scary. And it was. And it's still probably my favourite horror film.
Definitely. It was scary. And it is scary.
When them stormtroopers come through the fucking window and just annihilate that family, it's fucking horrid. But that little sexy scene where she's lovely.
Yeah,
absolutely
horror,
lovely.
There's a lot of sex scenes in horror because it's a way of like de-pacifying like what's happening or covering up really terrible fucking problems with the plot.
Yeah, human centipede.
That's all sex scenes. Mm. I don't think there's any horror in that, really.
They should have done that with animals.
The animal centipede.
I don't know what they're called.
The animal insect.
The centipede centipede.
Yes.
Centipede.
Yeah.
Segment two. No, good shout, mate. It is a good shout.
So, that was Justin's shout, but it was also mine. I'm going to go...
I know you'd go for that.
I'm going to go for one that made me laugh. And...
Can I say...
Have you got some?
I wonder if my... No, so, your number five was Showgirls. If you're going to say number fours made you laugh...
What would you say?
I'm going to say my number four is one that made me laugh.
All right.
The sex scene in Team America.
Ah, yeah, it was a popular one.
Yeah, with the puppets fucking. Have you seen that one, Just? Where the puppets are having sex? You need to watch that.
No, I won't watch. I won't watch Plasticine. If I wanted to watch Plasticine fucking each other, I'd have just watched Morphed in his cousin.
Same
Morph. Is it
Morph?
Oh, was it Morph?
Yeah, it was Morph.
He was in Plasticine. Yeah, no, Morph.
What was his brother's name? Alan.
No, it was Chaz. He was a cunt.
Chaz.
Was he blue?
Nah.
Chaz was easily the biggest cunt on the planet.
Yeah, he was like, when you said about doing like angry geezers, like on your top five, I just thought Chaz from Morph straight away because he just went out of his way to just be a fucking arsehole.
Him and Grotbags, mate, they were the two biggest cunts in the 80s.
Mm. Definitely.
I definitely didn't want to bang Grotbags, though.
Nah.
T-shirt was alright.
Anyone with green pubes is not getting my vote, mate.
Definitely not. So my number four, Team America, that fuck scene was amazing with the puppets. I thought it was, so good. What was yours then?
I'm going to go for the it wasn't really a sex scene, but it was a passionate embrace and a kiss.
You fucking romantic cunt.
I'm going to go for the scene at the end of Bruno.
What, he's boxing, man?
He becomes straight Dave.
That's a funny.
The cage fighter and gets in the cage in God knows where it is in America, but obviously it's full of fucking backward homophobe rednecks. Yeah. And straight Dave starts saying he hates fags and stuff like that, and then his ex-boyfriend gets into the cage and they start to wrestle and then have a really tender kiss, which is hilariously brilliant because...
Easy the most weirdest thing I've ever seen on TV.
Sets the crowd off, doesn't it?
Because it's the one guy in the crowd that's cheering when he's initially saying...
No one's going in my back door.
No one's going in my back door, like, you know, and whatever it is, like, God hates fags and all that nonsense. And he's the guy that, when they start kissing, punches himself in the face. And he's just sitting there in the crowd, punching himself in the face because he's
crying.
Yeah, because his deluded mind can't comprehend what he's seeing. And there's too many things about that film that I think... amazing. I think Sacha Baron Cohen's fucking smart dude.
Yeah, and brave.
And so brave. Yeah. And the fact that idiots are being exposed that can't comprehend.
George Carlin, one of my favourite comedians, says that about people who get that angry and upset about just the subject of something such as homosexuality. He says, well, you're just scared of the gay inside of you.
Mm.
And I think that's a really... interesting point that you know, some people are so frightened of something that might actually be true to them that, you know, they'll rather enact violence than, you know, step outside of what the social norm is. And I think that is so true. If you look at how many people are gay, I don't know what the statistics are, but
one in one
that's how you like it.
There's a lot of gays out there, mate.
So exactly. When you look at the stats in, like, deep South America, there must be so many guys who are, like...
Yeah, but they're hidden
gays. Well, that's what I mean, who are suppressing their sexuality.
I like flamboyant gays. I like the guys who come and slap your ass and go, like, you know, do you want to be my mate? It's like, yeah, let's go out and fucking party. Do you know what I mean? But these guys are hidden. They're, like, they're all kind of... They're out there, aren't they? Do you know what I mean?
They're just dark guys.
I think it's the fact that a lot of them... who have to suppress their sexuality out of fear.
Yeah.
So then that must come out in really weird ways, like punching yourself in the fucking face and being really, really angry with the world. That to me is the sign.
It's the genius of coupling that with the fact that 5 minutes prior to this scene, he's cheering a bloke that looks like an extra from the Village People, referring to himself as a cage fighter called Straight Dave. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's incredible, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Everything that guy does, like...
Borat. I actually really loved... What's the film he done?
We've done Borat, Bruno,
no, the last
Dictator.
One.
Grimsby.
Oh, Grimsby.
I actually thought it was really right.
Do you know what, mate? I really found that funny. I thought it was going to be awful,
but I laughed the entire way because it was so incredibly
totally.
Shit.
That scene with the elephants is...
And filmed about 2 minutes from here. Filmed in Tilbury.
Yeah, Tilbury, yeah. It was incredibly shit, wasn't it? But it was hilarious.
Funny, mate. No, I can't give you...
Are we going to rate the shorts in a minute? Or are we going to crap on with this lager or what?
We're going to crap on with this lager.
I don't know what you got. What's that? What's in the bag, man?
So, any other sex scenes? I've got a few.
I've got some.
So, in mine was also every episode of Spartacus. Did you guys ever see that? Jesus Christ. You could...
By the way, I used to tell people, watch that fucking program.
We
people
used
go,
to watch
now,
it, didn't we?
Shit, it's the best scene, right? The best scene. Nothing to do with helmet power, right? But the best scene is when the whole series, right at the end of it, when it just goes, kill them all. And that title comes out, and I thought, this cunt is going to rampage.
What was the good-looking fucker? Gattacus. Who's the
one? I don't know, Stu. Who just wanted good-looking
shit? No, they're all handsome. But who was the fucking one that looked like fucking... Who was the guy that sang, I wonder why we hold on?
There's no way Curtis Steigers was in Spartacus.
He looked like Curtis Steigers.
The dude who had the square hair.
No,
there was
the bad one that was a big unit.
Are we drinking these shots? Yeah, or are we fucking around? Yeah,
well, we're
just drinking some shots.
Roman dudes we'd fuck.
Yeah.
Cheers.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We've just finished that bottle.
Oh, fuck me, that's life.
Congratulations.
Sex scenes. Fucking hell.
Sex. Yeah, so Spartacus was definitely worth having a wank to. Definitely.
No, definitely. I mean, I actually really like Spartacus. I thought it was really good.
I hate... When I first started watching it, just I thought it was terrible.
So did I. First two or three episodes, I was thinking... Someone goes to me, we like wine and cunts, and I'm like, this is shit. Boy. But after that,
there's so many good relationships in that show.
And it's filmed in that style of Brown 300.
Yeah. A little, yeah.
And but that move, that changed as the series developed.
Yeah.
Brilliant series.
Yeah, really fucking good. I thought it was the bollocks.
Worth a watch. Good plot line. Definitely can masturbate to that solidly.
100%.
I know my dad was, which is, you know, good to hear. Like, he was like 72 at the time, and he was like, are you watching that, Spartacus? And I was like, you filthy old bastard.
Good on him. Yeah. I mean, me and him was always chatting about it down the sunbeds. I mean, we was like, has Chris got it? I was like, yeah, you know, he gets a bit embarrassed when I have a wank at Spartacus. I was like, yeah, it doesn't matter, man. Just fucking freestyle it.
Freestyle it.
Get yourself 60 minutes. Let's get some hot helmet going.
He did always have a very tanned penis, actually.
I've got a question for you.
All right, go on then. Question away.
If you had to get your knob,
yeah,
and place it under some UV,
yeah,
would your helmet be the worst burn victim there, or would it be the least burn victim there?
This is
because your helmet is a different kind of flesh, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, I'm a cavalier. So if I had to push my helmet, if I had to get it out and pull it back and get it out,
You're going like. Full on helmet.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm guaranteeing it's gonna be burned to pieces.
Will hold out longer than
what,
the stem.
What you reckon the helmet's gonna? Not my helmet.
Do you honestly? Sorry, what you're saying is that your helm, under intense heat,
as a UV,
will burn after your stem.
Yeah,
no.
Fuck
way.
Off.
100%.
No chance.
Just what have you been doing, man?
I'm telling you, man. You pull that thing out in fresh air, it'll last forever. I'm telling you, you do not believe the power of that.
The resilience of your helm.
Just, we both got to disagree with you here, mate. Unless you've got that because
You're judging it with the eye, mate. You're not judging it on science.
Are you confusing it with a bike helmet, Justin?
No. I'm telling you. I reckon
if you run a couple of coats of clear nail varnish over it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
After the burning of the varnish has stopped.
Right, so I've got one that I want to discuss that I don't reckon you've seen, Just, but maybe you've seen, Chris.
All right. What episode of Pornhub?
How are you getting on with that?
I don't even know what series I'm on anymore, mate. It is so tough to keep up with the storylines. I think they're all interseeding and interlocking. A lot of parents having sex with their kids at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know how to keep up with it. I'm trying though, mate. I really am trying.
Yeah. If anyone else has seen the Pornhub box sets.
All of them.
Yeah, let Chris know because he's... How long have you been trying to complete them?
I've been watching that literally, I think, 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah,
mate.
You're not getting any closer to completing
it,
are you?
No, I don't even know if I... I don't know if I've watched episode one. They don't number them.
It don't flow, does it?
They don't number them. So you got to be fucking smart. Yeah. I'll give them that. It's nuanced.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of fucking in it and you've got to look... Beyond that,
yeah.
What's going on in the background? What clues are there?
There was an episode where that Alsatian had a pair of ski goggles on. I mean, that got me fucking going. that thing kept me stiff for at least 2 or 3 days.
Incredible Alsatian. Incredible Alsatian.
He's got a piece.
Well, because at the end of it, he found his true love. Who was another woman who enjoyed skiing at the Alps?
Brown Bunny.
Brown Bunny, Jesus fucking Christ, man. That is a sexy scene.
And a weird one.
Yeah,
because,
it is a bit weird, isn't it? Yeah,
the Gallo and Chloe Svengali. Is that Svengali? How do you pronounce it?
I don't know. Svengali.
How big are Sally's Svengali. Tits from Home and Away these days?
Sally's tits?
Well, they were probably the biggest tits I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Yeah.
Weren't they? Yeah. I mean, they were...
If you, I believe there's an episode. There's one of the DVDs. There's an episode on Pornhub called Kate Ritchie XXX.
Well.
I'm not sure what season it is, but she done a dirty vid, didn't she?
Yeah.
Her tits were. When are they too big? If they're bigger than your head.
It's when the nipples are slightly bigger than a
circumference of your face.
Yeah. When the nipple takes over 30 or 40% of the actual
if an areola is the size of a dinner plate, too big.
Yeah. What's the threshold? Beer mat.
square.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think 30 or 40% of areola is when you've got to say to yourself, "I've got to stop growing."
Yeah.
I think the thing is about boobies is that. They're brilliant. They're tits,
there's no such thing as too big.
No,
is
no.
There?
There's girls. Regardless of what size boobs you got, I think girls, unfortunately, because of all the lads mags worry about their breasts, but all boobs are fucking amazing because they're tits.
I always worry about their breasts.
Go to the British Podcast Awards. We're hopefully going to be shortlisted, and please vote for us for Best New Podcast.
Can you give me some more lager, please?
Yeah.
Of course we can, mate. Of course we can.
Oh, is it outside in the snow?
You can't get your fucking lager.
Why you got a load of Jacobs in there, man?
Were you trying to dry a cracker?
No, you can't have dry, can you?
No. You was the one that started going, no, don't put them in the fridge, put them in the snow.
If you put something, oh, cheers. If you put something in the snow, surely it's better.
Yeah, it's more expensive. Oh, shit.
Badger shit, man. Badger shit.
Have you got any more sex scenes,
Jeff? Yeah, Top Gun is my first one.
What? This volleyball? Sorry. Quality. Like
Top Gun!
Top Gun, Chris.
Yeah.
What, the volleyball scene?
No, not Highway to the Danger Zone or whatever. What's they singing there?
You can't live the boys. Oh, Boogie Nights is a good. Yeah, that was Boogie Nights.
Boogie
That's some good
Boogie
sex
Nights
scenes
has got
in
a great
that.
Scene. When Dirk Diggler has sex with Julianne Moore. It's actually, there's a degree of intimacy, despite it being on a porn set and it's his first time.
Yeah.
There's a kind of nice intimacy between her and Julianne Moore, because she's kind of a mother figure in it.
Well,
in
she's
many
a
ways.
Massive mother figure in that film, isn't she?
And yet, and also still as a sex scene, it's quite sensual.
Going back to the mum list.
So Julianne Moore makes the mum list and top five sex scenes. Well done, Julianne, for portraying something.
What an accomplishment.
No, but it is. It's an amazing movie.
Yeah,
like,
it's
and
it's
on
film.
A cheesy set. Like, it was on a cheesy fucking
Patrick
set.
Moore. Patrick Moore.
Yeah.
Kept his monocle
in.
The
geezer
from
Games
Corey.
Master.
Roller Girl.
Oh, my God. That was Heather Graham. That was Heather Graham's
Heather
entrance.
Heather be thy name.
Oh, yeah. Heather was just off the chart. When they first fuck in that cat, like literally on that. Oh, mate.
Don't matter.
It's too much. It's too much for me.
Babe. I think I've just worked out in my mind who the sexiest person was in EastEnders.
Michelle Fowler.
Who done the song?
Another step closer to you. Sharon.
No. I didn't like Sharon.
Kelvin.
Have you got it?
No
just...
one ever proved that Sharon had legs.
No. Explain.
Crew. She had it in her contract. You could never film below the beaver.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, in the contract?
I reckon that might have said waste. But we'll go with beaver.
It said in there, pure beaver. I actually labelled it with a capital B.
Top of the beaver
and a
or
capital
the bottom.
V.
Top of the beaver and the bottom of the beaver.
Flaps downwards.
The B or the R? Oh, okay.
No, she was flap heavy, mate.
Was she?
Yeah, she always has been. She could pick stuff up without her hands.
She was like one of them arcade machines. You was never going to win an iPhone, but fuck me, you was having a good time.
Yeah.
Holy shit. So, other than Top Gun, I think I had one other. Mm-hmm. My top favourite sex scene that which is really kind of cliched.
Yeah.
It's in Basic Instinct, which was... quite sexy anyway, because that was where Sharon Stone flashed her rat to all the cops. And but it's the scene where Michael Douglas
dancing.
sorts out his missus in his apartment.
He's not fucking around, is he?
Oh,
he's
God.
A bit that aggressive,
is,
though.
He is a bit aggressive and a bit, you know, it's a bit sexy. She's got those like hold ups on, and for me, like, I was young when I saw that, and all my systems started working. Yeah. I tell you, I was like, oh my God!
You know what's happened, right, over the years, right? Instagram, Facebook, MySpace, email, right. You know what's happened, right?
Pages,
yeah. There's loads of stuff going on these days, teletext. Yeah. And it's like, people say, like, I used to think, like, when you was a kid, right, you'd go, well, she's got stuck in a suspenders on, I'm well hard now.
Yeah.
Right? Hard's another great word for the top five listening, by the way.
I love that you're writing it down.
Hard. Scribble it out in a second.
But people would say things like, what was I talking about?
Online things, you're like MySpace, Facebook.
I've got no idea what's going on in that conversation.
You were like, people who say, and then you didn't explain it a lot other than Facebook, Twitter, you said teletext, and you were going to make something, you were going to say something great.
That hard?
No, it's gone. Sorry, guys.
Patrons.
I can't remember what it was.
By the way, patrons, a couple of minutes ago, I watched Just start a conversation and throw crisps in the general in the general direction of his mouth.
What was we talking about before this conversation started?
I don't know, mate. You put me on the spot now. Talking about sexy times, and I was saying Basic Instinct. Saw Sharon Stone's rat, but it was Michael Douglas being... But quite sexy with his missus.
Hold up.
And whips out and she's got a hold up.
Got it. I've got it.
Back in the game, guys.
We were talking about beavers, yeah?
Right?
So we're all excited about 80s beavers, yeah?
Yeah, 80s rats.
Yeah, 80s rats.
Roland.
All I'm saying is, when I was younger, I was always turned on by no, it's gone again. No, no, really. What they call it? Stockings, suspenders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm into now?
Kids.
Eh?
Do you?
What are you talking about?
What are you into?
The long football socks? The long football socks and the hot pants.
Yeah,
The world has moved on. We've moved on to simplicity, right? You hear me? You all right, bruv?
What is the film where... the guy runs a bar.
Yeah.
Ed Fox.
Cheers.
Whatever his name is, comes in and...
His name can't be comes
and in. The barman lights him up, and then the film develops, and the film is all about the fact that he's not actually just a barman, he's a fucking ex-assassin.
Rain Man.
And you must have seen it. And
are you talking about with Tom Hardy?
No. And the director made that, and he made the one about the Russian family in London.
History of Violence.
Yeah.
The beginning of History of Violence, when he's in the bedroom and she comes out in the cheerleader outfit.
Right. I told you.
Oh,
pulls her skirt up, flashes her little panties and says, I've been bad. What are you going
to
do?
Let's go to fucking work. Me. I told you. Stockings have been replaced with football socks.
Yeah.
They've been replaced with football socks. That's it. That's an
interesting observation, Justin.
Yeah. It's true.
All day long.
It's so good, though, isn't it? Yeah. It just says, do you know what?
Should we pause it and have a quick wait?
Let's go to work.
Yeah, just stop it.
Be back in five, patrons.
See you in five, guys.
Oh, wow.
Welcome back, patrons. Yeah, you have literally been taken straight to the O this evening. We've just had a circle jerk, and it's been incredible.
Are we still working?
Yep, you can take them socks off now. So where was we?
I think a new top five. I'd like to do a top five here. I'd like to do top five.
Well, you mean you'd like to actually complete something that we're supposed to be doing?
Well, we've completed, unless you had a number one there, Stu.
No, we haven't completed a single top five.
I've got... Well, there's ones...
Should we summarise? There's
a Gaspar Noé film, Love, which is ridiculously fucking sexy.
Yeah.
And there's Nine Songs, which is ridiculously sexy. And I'm not going to talk about Shame.
Do you know what? I actually needed to do a bit of research about this because I was like, oh, I had a bunch. I try to write... When I do these, I try and write everything that's in my mind and then go, what am I missing? And Shame did come up.
Yeah. Not Shame.
Shame. See how angry he got then.
Yeah.
And nearly mispronounced.
Well, Shame's a great film, but it's not Shame.
Nearly mispronounced his favourite film.
What's it about, Shane? Shane, not Shame.
Oh, Shane. Shane's the old film with. I don't know. I've had too much to fucking drink. Right, what are we going to do? Have you got a top five ready to go?
I'd like to do top five things.
What do you mean? We haven't actually had a top five that's been completed yet.
Well, no, this is just a Patreon one, so we're just throwing in a few suggestions. This is going to be carnage, and it's only going to be like the select few people that actually give a shit about anything we ever say might be listening.
So that is about eight people.
On a good day.
Half that.
Yeah, half that, and then also that's including us listening back to it.
And take away Chrissy's mum and dad and Pip.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Who's that? It's like Noel's house party. Can you imagine if we did that?
Mr. Blue's just turned up, but he is a rapist.
Top five...
Yeah.
...things you take on a desert island.
A lounger.
A lounger?
Why sacrifice luxury? Because why sacrifice luxury? Do you know what's fucked me up about desert
islands? Why don't you have a bed?
Eh?
Why not a bed?
Well, you can sleep on a lounger.
It's got a bed is a bed. A lounger has different angles to it.
Okay.
But you know what fucked me up about a desert
island? I love that.
You know what fucked me up about a desert island scenario? You ready for this?
Yeah.
Right. People visualise in their minds. A desert island is just this blob of sand with a fucking, what they call those trees? Palm trees.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But real desert islands have indigenous life, coconuts, tribes.
No, yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Discotheques.
Maybe.
For some of them, like, no. They do. But so what level
you're
of what?
You're talking about Ibiza, Justin.
Am I?
Yeah, you know.
Remember? You're talking about Ibiza, Justin.
Ibiza, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been to Ibiza?
That was an every weekend. But, you know...
I love the fact that you've just listed off all them things that exist there. There's discotheques, there's tribes, there's indigenous people. As long as I've got a lounger.
But as long as I've got a bar, you know, some knife. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, guys. Yeah, sorry. What is a desert island?
Interestingly.
What is a desert island? I always see it as like a cartoon yellow island.
Yeah.
Surrounded by the sea.
You're thinking of SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm thinking of SpongeBob SquarePants. Is there a raccoon that's quite sexy that lives underground? No, that's not a raccoon. What's her name? Squirrel. Something about her ass that drives me mad.
Yeah. It's the hole.
It's her arsehole. That's it. Is that squirrel's arsehole that drives me fucking crazy?
Right. Mate?
Because she wears lipstick and she...
Has a squirrel's arsehole.
Because she has a squirrel's arsehole, yeah.
Right, so, you're on a desert island, right? Okay. So
what sort of island?
Right, so I'm going to clear this up, right? Yeah. There's zero technology, okay? There's
no electricity.
There's food to be found if you know what you're doing.
Yeah,
there's if you can climb a tree and get them or throw something out.
I'd buy a coconut shy then. Because that is the entertainment that can never run out because you're ultimately fueled by your own surroundings. That is true, isn't it?
That's fucking great.
You can win prizes.
It's entertainment and you're staying alive.
Exactly.
Coconut shy.
Okay, I love
Chris.
That. Yeah, no, I ain't going to beat that in a
That's true.
Million years.
I was going to say Elton John then, but what I meant was...
Chris?
Fucking hell. After we did sex movies, so my mind was on sex, so I'd take a sex robot, as you brought my attention to not that long ago on Jess Megan's episode. But I assume that's not plugged into a mains.
We're talking about chimps here.
Well, no, just a sex robot. It looks like a woman. I mean, you can have it as a chimp sex robot, if you want, mate. But then my one would be a sex robot that...
It's going to be recharging.
Well, no, listen.
Yeah, I bet you had one of those cocks. If it runs
on batteries, right? Once it runs out of batteries, it's a sex doll. And once its parts wear out, it's just like a wife or just a, like a friend that you talk to.
I tell you, it was quite sexy in the '80s. Pac-Woman. You know, like Pac-Man's wife.
No, no, I know.
Do you know what I mean? She just had those. She had that mouth, didn't she?
Was she called Pac-Girl?
Nah, Pac-Woman.
Pac-Woman.
Is she Pac-Woman or Mrs. Pac-Man.
Oh, Mrs. Pac-Man. It was Mrs. Pac-Man.
I mean, she had like sexy eyebrows and a big mouth, and that's all I look for in a woman.
There you go. I'm saying sex robot. Because you can have a conversation with a sex robot when you need company and stuff like that.
Would you take a book?
Oh, what's that? Boring prick.
Well, you've never read a book.
Yeah, I've never read a book, you know.
So I'm interested as to whether you would think, right, this is my opportunity in my life.
Yeah.
To read a book.
All right, read a book. You finish it. Now you're bored. I'll take a
big shit.
I'll take a barbecue. Right. A gas one. No, actually, I wouldn't actually. I'd take a gas one that's like multi. You're floating wood, yeah? I'd take some face paints. and a Lilo. You?
Lilo's a good shout, actually. Sure, have you planned this? Because are you going serious?
To a degree.
I have got my seriousness, by the way, which
actually, I'm going to write some stuff
which
down.
Which isn't sex
mind.
Robot, although I actually think that's quite a good idea.
Do you know what? I'd love to have sex with a robot.
Would you take it? All right, I'm going to ask you a serious question. Would you take a guitar?
No. Oh, my God. What an amazing idea, because you could become the beast.
No.
But how many strings you got?
No, let me
tell you. Once you break a string, you're fucked.
Let me tell you, you only take a guitar to impress other people, not yourself. So, what's the fucking point?
What, Josh,
you can play more than words. Anyone else listen? No, well, fuck off then. It's like, it's boring, isn't it?
Another thing Justin's written down and scribbled out. If anyone wants this pad, this is brilliant.
It just says helmet.
We should.
I should also point out that, was it your first date or second date with your missus where you, in all seriousness, pulled out a guitar, told her you was in a band, and then played More Than Words by Extreme?
I knew the 12-inch version, mate. A little tapping bit at the end. There's not a lot of people who can do that. I mean, I act like a fool, but I actually am a wise man. Do you know what I mean? I can do a lot of things that other people can't do.
Give us a quick example, mate.
Playing the 12-inch of More Than Words by Extreme. I'm not sure that's a sought-after set of skills.
Is it not?
I didn't hear Liam, what's his name?
You bang want to off down the phone do well?
When someone kidnapped his daughter. I have a specific set of skills. I can play the 12-inch of Extreme's More Than Words. Once
dog.
I finish that, I will find you.
I've made love to a lot of women.
Liam Neeson's made love.
Yeah, 100%. Women, blokes who've made love, right? That's the fucking top five for me, right?
If you've made love, you're never going to fucking ever be unhappy.
No, I've never made a woman truly satisfied, right? She's had some good times, don't get me wrong, but she's never walked away from me and thought, fuck me, that's a real man.
He completed me.
Yeah, no, like fucking hell. This is what it is to be a real woman, right? I mean...
Look at what
you've got
you're
to
wearing.
What, 90%? You got up to
90%. I've gone 70 or 80%.
I was going to say, good chat. I've never gone above 70.
No, I've gone to 70 or 80%. And she thought, you know what? I've had a good time tonight, but there's something out.
Do you know what? I'll tell you where I've got to.
There's something out there better.
I'll tell you where I've got to. Jim Bowen's come out and he said, do you want to gamble what you've got for the speedboat? Or do you want to go home now? You've had a great night. You know, I've got 350 quid in an old style Pete Bill pint glass here. You've got the washer dryer. You've got the Scalectrics kit, you know. You've got the garden furniture. What do you want to do? Do you know what, Jim? I've had a great time. I'm going to go home.
I think the first time I ever made love to my wife, she wanted Tom Hardy, but she got Ian Bill. Do you know what I mean? I mean... I cried during and after for all the wrong reasons. I mean, that's the bottom line, do you know what I mean? I've never made a woman really happy. I've made myself happy.
A lot.
I've made myself. But, you know, I
do you think you've ever made love?
Honestly?
Yeah.
What music did you have, Gabe?
No.
No.
I think that I've come close a couple of times to their face and their hair. unfortunately not. Like a couple of times when I thought I was in love, but then it was more of a hate fuck than anything, yeah. Really. How about you, Shu?
Oh, God, no.
No. There's a lot of guys that, I'll tell you what summarises it really well. Have you ever watched, obviously Friends, but the guy, like Tom Selleck with a moustache.
Yeah.
He's made love to that woman, and he's made her very happy.
Yeah.
Whereas everyone else underneath that is like, Tom Selleck's made love, right?
There's two people that make love, right?
Yeah.
You've got the people that are ridiculously slick, like Tom Selleck.
He's
right?
incredible, aren't I?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah,
you know.
Incredible.
And Clint Eastwood,
Mark Barrett, all of them people, right?
Cunt Eastwood,
like that are just beyond slick, right?
Yeah,
and like
slick Rick,
they just do it with ease, right? Yeah. And then you've got the other ones
who try hard
that have no self awareness.
Yeah,
and they're the ones that will go in and they will put the hours in.
Yeah,
unaware
that they're shit.
That to 99.9% of the general public. They look like a bit of a nana. But they're putting on the fucking tunes. They're slamming on a little bit of fucking R. Kelly. And they want to lick them up and down.
You can't buy a call.
Who are we talking about here? The Elephant Man?
No, I don't know. I just think, like, just knobheads. That them ones that, like, pose on Facebook with, like, their little six packs and things like that. And, like, and yeah, I don't know. I'm old.
Do you know what annoys me more is when they're doing that and people shouldn't be falling for them, but they are. Peter Andre, I reckon, was putting on the moves like that.
Do you know what? Peter Andre, he's
like us. He's terrible at making love.
Let me tell you something about Peter Andre, right? I met him once, right? And I would love to say that he is an utter penis, right? Because I'd seen him on all the same TV shows as everyone else, right? And I was at XFM, and that was in the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And so within that building was lots of other radio stations, and one of which was Capitol, and I don't know what the other ones were, Heart and all of that. I might be wrong. But lots of kind of like mainstream pop channels. And there's like a kind of waiting area where once you've been approved that you're not a maniac, you go through and you wait there until whoever you're going to see at the station comes out and gets you. And while I was waiting for the lovely Jim Banner,
who is this Jim Banner guy?
I'm not going there because you know him. And Peter Andre walked in the room, and I reckon there was 15 people sitting all around the outside of this room. And rather than be a prima donna, and this was when he just kind of was married to Katie Price, and he was like, you know, a big celebrity in the tabloids and all of that thing. And he'd come out, and one by one, he walked past everyone, and he just shook everyone's hand and said, "Hello, how are you today? You know, how's your day been?" And was just a fucking gentleman.
Yeah. And I just
thought, you know what, fair play, mate, because you could have come in and just sat down, and a couple of people might have gone up to you and gone, "Can I have a selfie?" But he didn't. He just preempted it by just walking around everyone and just asking how their day was and just being a fucking nice bloke. I just didn't think, do you know what, for the bloke that I've been watching on telly saying, "Can you give us a blowy?" Like, he was a fucking...
You would ask for a blowy if you can at Katie Price, haven't you?
Yeah, of course you would.
So he's basically just a normal dude.
He was just
fishing for a blowjob.
He was just a fucking... We're all fishing for blowjobs, aren't we?
Yeah, I think that is probably...
Great name for an album.
You could have all your gravestone.
It was a very difficult... Fourth album for the Counting Crows, but I'm glad they come up with Fishing for Blowjobs.
Mr. Blowjob Man.
It was a great album.
We're all just fishing for blowjobs.
Yeah.
That's cool, man, because you have been honest about some of the people that you've met and you've mugged them off. And sometimes when we're on this, you won't say their names because it's not a cool thing to do, is cunt someone off.
Example was one of the rudest people I've ever met.
Really?
He was
an example of a gun.
I can't follow that.
Any good?
That is exactly what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Do you want me to find him?
Nah. Sure. No one cares about him
anymore. No one cares.
He's a friend of the old Scriven, eh?
Might be.
Stretching it.
Don't know. Yeah.
Next top five.
Yes.
So my number one thing, other than sex robot,
if we all lined our erections up now, who's got the biggest one?
I definitely think that I couldn't even. You wouldn't even be able to line your. You'd be trying to line up your three erections, schooners one against goal. My fucking I'm battleship. Saying,
what a great name for a film!
It's true. We're lining them up. I'm saying I'd like to think that we would line them up exactly. It'd be like a cut of meal between us, and we'd all go, do you know what? That's fair enough. That's great.
Fair name. Play.
I'd be nervous and I'd be chatting my arsehole forward just to try and nick a millimetre. Yeah.
Oh, what's happening?
Okay, so on top five desert islands, I've got a few. I'll take wine because I really fucking like a glass
Idiot.
Of red wine.
That's a stupid choice.
I would take Justin. Because
terrible choice.
Thank you. I'll come second.
I would take a guitar because I can play a basic guitar.
Mm. Hold on. You've taken Justin. In case you're not aware, he's taken red wine, you, and a guitar.
Well, I want to learn that.
I want to get pissed and I want to know how to play modern words. This has taken a whole different course.
Nah.
I can't tune a guitar. I can play some chords, but I can't tune it.
Right, okay.
He can fucking tune a guitar.
I've got it, right?
Yeah.
Shh. Who are you taking? Not you. No, you can join in. Who are you going to take to a desert island? Forget your wife and me. Who are you taking? Celebrity, go. Just you and a celebrity.
Bear Grylls.
I'm real.
No, that's a boring choice, isn't it? Fuck Bear Grylls. He'd get on your nerves, Bear Grylls.
I think he'd be alright. I think he's a good guy. He's a posh guy, but he's alright.
No, I think he's right. Well, alright.
He'll get me out.
It's desert island, mate. I'd pick female company.
Dean Gaffney.
Because you want to go in there.
You've got your sex robot
that's run out of batteries that you fucking smashed us now riddled.
I think I'd pick female company. I don't know. Any girl.
Michelle Fowler.
Yeah, oh, great. I'm glad you're picky. Any girl.
One of my girl mates.
Oh, grow up, Chris.
Well, you take any girl.
Fucking hell. That's bollocks.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I'll just take one of my girlfriends, you know. I wouldn't want to have sex with her. I just want to chat, you know. Just really get to know her. Fuck's sake. Just.
I ain't got no idea, mate. What was the question?
It was your question.
What was it, then?
Who would you take on a desert island?
What was the question?
Who would you take on a desert island?
All right, gotcha.
You got me right there. I wouldn't take one of my girl mates. I'd take a girl that I quite fancy.
I would probably go for... Well, it's tricky, mate. It's tricky. I'd probably go for... Andy Peters.
I've got some stories about that guy. I can't tell you on the radio, but...
Okay.
I'd probably take a T-Rex, a female T-Rex. Because that will keep you on your toes. You'll never get bored.
No, but as soon as you're not on your toes...
You're dead.
Well, no, because if you're not moving, they can't see you.
I'll take a copy of Razzle.
I actually watched a programme that done, Rose West. And I'll tell you what, in her younger years, mate, she was fucking horny.
She was a bit dirty, weren't she?
God, mate. I mean,
yeah,
from the
she's
age of
too her... dirty though. Murdering's too dirty.
Yeah, her crimes are severe, and you know, I'm not mocking that, but
yeah,
from the age of maybe sort of about 16 to about the age of 21, that's a hot beat of anus. Beard or no beard, I'll go there.
I seriously considered my favourite wank rag when I was younger.
Yeah.
Because there was a girl for every mood in that
Penthouse
wank
Playboy, Escort Razzle.
No, it was...
you know what I loved about their quittance?
Oh, I don't know what it was called.
I watched an episode of Little
Escort.
Britain with the kids the other day.
Metal Mickey.
And I've not watched Little Britain since it came out.
Can I just say, I watched some Metal, not Metal Mickey.
Incredible. Little Britain?
Yeah, I've really laughed at it.
There's a scene in it.
I really laughed. I thought, you know, I hated it at the time, but now it's well funny.
There's a press conference where everybody's trying to get their question in, and they're saying, like...
We've got 10 minutes, by the way.
George blah, 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 or Wizard and Chips. And then someone says, blah, 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 Asian babes. And I just thought Asian babes was the wank mag of choice in always. The kind of...
It was always a lot of hairy genitals and a lot of blue knickers.
See for part three.
You must have had enough by now.
Surely can't be anyone listening to this.
If you're listening to me and you talk now, you're basically painting a wall.
Yeah.
Painting a room. That's the only way you haven't stopped this is because your hands are covered in paint and you didn't have the time to turn it off.
Or your listening device is jammed. You're weighing up. Do I listen to part three or do I just smash it up? Well, look, that's it. Let's get back on with where are we? We're at the end of part two now.
Part two. You're lost. Everyone's
right.
Lost.
God, yeah. Thanks for listening. Part three is out now.
It's a drunken soiree in the Within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.